the rebirth of a valuable resource for small flight departments around the world. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan.
NBAA's Flight Plan is brought to you by JetQuest. Citation-focused, client-driven. That's jet-quest.com. JetQuest.
I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The Small Flight Department Subcommittee of the Domestic Operations Committee is being reborn. It began with a conference call last week.
Hey, what are you guys looking to get out of the Small Flight Department Subcommittee? Tell us why you called in today, what you're looking to get out of it, where you think you need help, where you think you can provide help, that sort of thing is really what we're looking for.
That's Brian Kester, staff liaison for the subcommittee. The 18 or so NBAA members who were part of the call weren't shy. There were questions about safety management systems for flight departments with as few as one or two people.
Are you finding it difficult, or are you finding the price of auditing a challenge? Are you finding looking for an auditor that's reputable and isn't going to oversell you? Are you finding any challenges in that area?
It seems that I've had several emails, guys either looking for replacement pilots for themselves, they're getting point to retire, or contract pilots.
Are you guys flying with like a 30-day or 60-day due list on the aircraft so you can take just an overview of what's coming up? So you can be aware of that.
You know, about 80% of NBAA's operational members are from small flight departments like these. The questions these folks are asking are extremely important to a large segment of the association's membership. The subcommittee's chairman, David Keyes of Peace River Citrus, says this is the kind of stuff small flight departments should be communicating about.
We've hit a nerve of people out here in the small flight departments being somewhat frustrated about looking for resources that are specific to, you know, I've got two pilots in one airplane, and I know what Marcus has been going through with trying to create an SMS, and he's downloaded these SMSs, and he goes, oh, my Lord, none of this really applies to us. You know, where do we dive into this? So my hope is, and I thought it was a great conversation, but to capture that information, because there are guys further down the road doing this that can lend some expertise to say, okay, just like budgeting. I know guys have sent me emails saying, you know, I have no idea how I'm going to budget this flight department. So I hope that we can be a conduit to say, okay, here's some guys that have been doing it for years, and pretty simple, here's their Excel sheet, and just fill in the numbers. Because right now, you go on the web, somebody wants to charge you $100,000 to come in and set up a budgeting or scheduling software for you, and you're like, the boss is going to pay $100,000 to do that? What do I do? I'm fairly excited that guys and gals want to participate and want to both use the information and then to have other guys that I've gotten emails and were on the call that said, I've been down that road, let me give you some mentoring on how to go about that. And I think the mentoring was a great word that if anything comes out of what we do, that maybe it's a matter of mentoring.
For more on the Small Flight Department Subcommittee, keep an eye on the NBAA website. And I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
What if you could let your members of Congress know about the value of business aviation with a click of the mouse? NBAA's Contact Congress resource lets you do just that, with messages you can customize and send to Congress so they know your thoughts on laws affecting business aviation. Don't know who your congressmen are? The tools help you find them as well. Make your voice heard at www.nbaa.org/action.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. I want to update you on the latest at Chicago O'Hare, where the next steps in the airport's modernization program will convert the air traffic flow to east and west. As a result, look for new southbound SIDs for the satellite airports like Executive, DuPage, Waukegan, and Lewis University. When you get to Las Vegas for the NBAA 2015 convention, you'll be officially welcomed by Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus. She's slated to give the official welcome to the Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition this year. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.